When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I have my left and right hand with me today, Easton Birmingham. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little intimidated
I'm
today. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jess.
It's
Jessica Walta. I feel like I always have to intro you with that little New York accent.
I love it.
We are officially in the studio. This is a little test run. I am intimidated AF. We'll see how it goes.
You look like a natural, honey.
Oh, my goodness. Do I?
For it.
This
do.
Is why I always say you fake it until you make it.
And then you just keep faking it.
Yeah, you just pretend. We were filming the other night, and I wore this, like, leopard see-through catsuit with a, like, leopard bustier and a thong. And Sheena said to me, you know, what are you trying to do, steal the show? And I said, I would steal the show with a paper bag on my head, honey. And she goes, I wish I had that confidence. I was like, I really don't feel that way. But when I just said that, now I feel like I could steal the show that way.
Right.
So you just keep telling yourself stuff, and then you become a part of your own delusion. And sometimes that works.
Absolutely.
I'm dissecting it, thinking how I could go about it now.
Right? You just say things and you manifest and suddenly it comes true. Today, we finally get to release the Howie Mandel episode.
Woohoo!
I'm Howie! Excited.
I'm so
this
excited.
I like this one.
I know. It's great.
Yeah. And you both did it. So Easton is on this. Lala's on this. How'd you guys feel about it?
I was just as intimidated as I am right now.
Really?
Yeah. This is crazy for me. Is
yeah.
it not you?
It's a little crazy. I was intimidated going into Howie's studio. So we recorded the Howie Mandel episode a few weeks ago. We were in the editing process. We're finally able to air it today on this episode. And we recorded it in his studio. I gave him the option. I said, do you want to come to us or should we come to you? And he preferred us going to his studio, which was absolutely yeah. fabulous. I want to kick off this first segment before we get into Howie's segment. I was shook by the amount of hate that I got when I posted that picture on Instagram. Remember, I avoid the comment section at all costs because I know what lives in there and it's dark and hairy and scary. So I just ignore it. I posted a photo of Ocean and Summer Moon looking out of the gate.
Watching us play golf.
Watching the boys
mind you.
Play golf. And later on in the day, the girls were inside, you know, snacking or whatever. And I just quickly was like, I really would like to take a picture. And I thought it was hysterical to post the girls looking through the gate and me with my bum out on the next slide in the carousel. And I said, mom's turn. And in my head, I was thinking, I take pictures of my daughter and children all day, every day. And I love that. But for one moment, can it just be mom's turn? Okay, hysterical. Well, women in the comment section lost their minds.
Was it mostly women?
It was all yeah, women.
I read a couple and I was like, all right. People just take everything literal. Like, I took the photo of the kids watching you with your photo shoot. It's like, you guys know that photos can be taken at two different times at the
I
same
know.
Place.
It's mind-blowing.
I am obsessed with a booty photo. So all I see when I look at your photos are the first comments, which I think a lot of people that you follow, Stassi and everyone just like, yes, girl. So I saw those. I didn't even scroll down to the negative ones. What did they say? Just
well, I still have yet to see them. The only reason I know about the negative ones, which every article used the same negative comments, which was like, I can't believe that she would post this while her children while her child watches her daughter look so sad. And I'm like, my daughter is sad because it's time for dinner and no more golf. All right. That's why she's sad. Not because I'm out taking cute photos of myself, which I never get anymore. The last hot photo I took was in a shower that Jessica took. Thank you.
I was just about to say.
But no one was up in arms about that. But this one, they went insane. And for me, it was just like, wow. Instead of, would people rather me show like self-hatred in front of my daughter? Like, I don't understand.
Probably. Those are the people that commented negatively would probably rather you be like, you know, like you said, self-hatred, than be embracing your stunning bod.
Well, thank you. I think that two things can happen at once. You can love yourself and feel hot and sexy, but like still be a good mom. I know that's mind-blowing for a lot of people. I love Ocean. She is my entire world. She is not my entire identity. I still want to wear the things that I used to wear pre-Ocean. And there's going to be a day, y'all, where Ocean grows up and she's probably going to have sex one day. She's probably going to smoke a doobie one day. She's not going to be this innocent human for the rest of her life, right? Am I sitting there being like, time to take naked photos of mom, Ocean, and we're going to watch an episode of Vanderpump Rules after? No, absolutely not. My day-to-day is like very different than what I put on social media because my day-to-day really ain't that interesting, guys, unless I'm telling you to send it to Daryl in a bathrobe, which is something that hits once in a blue moon. Like my everyday is like me with zit cream on or rehydrating my skin. So allow me to take a picture of my butt when I want to remind myself that I'm hot and I'm also still single. And maybe there's a reason for that. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I saw it in your face when you were talking about it. You started to calm down a bit and I was like, ooh.
I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I do need to reevaluate some things. Anyway, there's my purge, my tangent. Stop being trolls. It's not cute.
The trolls, I feel like, sorry to interrupt, but I feel like they're the ones that are the saddest ones in there. Because like for me, even if I see a photo I dislike or I'm not, like I don't agree with it, the last thing I'm like, I'm going to comment. I just keep scrolling.
You keep scrolling and I write it in my notes for the podcast and I talk about it here.
Yeah.
Instead. So I have a funny story about Lisa.
Oh.
Give it to us.
No, you're going to die. You're going to die. The other day. We go into a restaurant. We're having the best time. Keep in mind, I don't drink. Mom doesn't drink. Lisa gave alcohol up a year after I did just for support. Hasn't had a drink since. You would think she was buzzed out of her mind because of this. We are walking to the car. It's street parking right outside of the restaurant. And I'm busy like fumbling in my purse and I look up. And Lisa has gone through this car, okay? She's looking for her cell phone. She's misplaced her cell phone. She's in the glove compartment. She's lifting up everything in the car. It's not our car.
At what point do you think?
I said, what are you doing in that car? No, what are you doing in that person's car, Lisa? And she was like, this isn't our car. This has tan leather. And I'm like, no, it was a gray Range Rover Sport. Our car was parked behind. And literally, I'm like, if these people came out, they would call the police on you. Because it looks like you're trying to jack
them.
Yeah,
you're rummaging.
It was a different leather color on the seat.
Yeah, that's when she decided. She was like, well, I was thinking when I got in that like we didn't have any of this stuff. When did Lala get a big gulp? I was like,
never.
Are you joking? It's a joke. I swear to you, Jessica.
Are you?
So then I'm looking at her and I'm like, and you wonder why I beg you not to lose keys. You can't even get into the right car.
And she would have been like, realizing. It didn't unlock.
What do you mean?
Like if she were to walk to it with car keys, she would have like got into that and been like, the keys aren't working. Oh, it didn't unlock. She wouldn't have checked another car. She would have thought that was just it.
Oh no, by the way, she's convinced herself because the keys were on her that Range Rover keys work on all Range Rovers. She was like, there's no other way. If the car, they either didn't lock their car or your keys opened the car. I'm like, why can't we just sink into like you messed up? This was a you problem.
But you probably, parked it in a spot that she didn't physically park it in.
Oh,
so that's
I should have avoided parking around any other Range Rover that was my same color.
nothing is Lisa's fault. And this is me saying it. I'm not saying it sarcastically. She's just like going through life with her Lisa energy.
And this is why Lisa's allowed to be Lisa, because y'all are team Lisa. And then she blames it. She's like, well, you guys are my kids and it's not funny. Everyone else thinks it's hysterical. I'm like, we also think it's hysterical. However, when the police come, because you're just like raiding this person's car, like what, how should I defend you?
You can't.
And her, with her frantic energy of like looking through things and stuff, if someone saw that, utter chaos. Oh.
Well, that's the thing, because she loses so many things. I love you, Lisa. That she probably was going through the car and thinking, where did I put anything? Because she is like, did I lose that now? So now she's flustering in everything. And then by the time she figures out it's not your car, everything's everywhere.
Everything's everywhere. Yeah. So if
you did you put things back?
I couldn't. I had to abort mission. I couldn't worry about it. I got in my own car and was like, "You deal."
These people, you have mentally screwed these people up. They are thinking that they got robbed and they have no idea what you may have taken.
Yeah. No, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they are like, my car got robbed. What was in here that I didn't even know? They're probably like, well, whatever it was, they're probably canceling cars.
Yep, you gaslit the stuff like, out of them. When you sure
like,
did.
I've got, my car's gone, like, been broken into, and there's shit everywhere. But then you're thinking, what did I leave in here that they may have taken? Mm-hmm. And it sits with you for a
I'm a Virgo. I know everything that's in that car at all times. I know what chapstick is in there and how much was used.
Can you imagine going in your car and everything is just a little out of place? You would drive yourself.
Oh,
I would drive myself crazy.
I'd be like,
crazy.
Who was in here? And what was maybe taken?
Yeah, what happened?
I wish that they had a dash cam because they would see that Lisa truly thought if she was in her own car.
If your car was rummaged through and you listen, please send in the tape if you have one.
Or call. Yes, I
or
heard.
Call
yes.
In.
Or call in. I've or heard call rumors in. That Lala's adding some sort of call thing to this show at some point. So call in then.
Yes, you can call in. But Lisa wants to blame everything on her age. And I'm like, you've been doing this since 93, babe. Like, literally, you can't blame it on age, okay? Because the rest of your life works just fine.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
She's so funny.
No, she's so funny. I want to talk about your experience at the Gucci store.
Oh, let's talk about my experience at the Gucci
store.
Welcome
back to the Tangent Podcast. Yeah. We may be formatted, but first segment, always a tangent. So talk about it, Jess.
So my Gucci bag, because Lala is my sugar daddy. So my Gucci bag that she got me broke, just the front clip. Long story short, I called the Gucci store. I'm saying my bag broke. I'd love to bring it in for a repair. I won't say which Gucci store it was. They are rude. They are like not feeling me. They're like, yeah, I'm sure it broke. Like, is it even real energy? So I'm like, they're like, can I get your name? And I tell them my name. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, using all these excuses. Like, if you've had it for a while and, you know, it's your only one, like, just whatever. We probably can't fix it. And then they go, and we can't even find you in the system. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. My boss bought it for me. This is her phone number. They pull it up. I mean, I have never heard a tone change in anyone so quick than it did this Gucci store woman. And she was like, oh, well, this is great. This is great. And you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you my personal cell.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, and you know, I see here it's under warranty still. This will be easy breezy. The wait time is usually around 6 months right now. We'll get it for you in a few weeks. And I was like, oh my God, because they saw it was Lala's name. They saw all your purchases. They've seen, you know, and they know, I'm sure they know you. And it was I was fine with it. I was like, thank you so much. This is great.
Just letting her eat it.
Oh, and then, so I bring it in. They're so nice. I go to pick it up just a couple weeks later when she personally texts me, your bag's all ready. Let me know if you need anything else. And they come up to me and they go, we just gave you a brand new bag.
Oh,
and
you got like, a whole new, you brand got a new, brand new bag?
They said, we hope you're fine with it. We just, that should have never broken. That never happens. Here's a brand new bag.
How much are you spending there, Lala?
I know.
I know, that makes me a little concerned. I'm not really sure how much I've spent at Gucci, but I will say I had this experience when the girls and I took a trip to Paris and we had like a full shopping day, because even though you can go to those stores in the United States, right? It's just like, there's nothing better than going into like a Parisian Chanel, right? Mm-hmm. And they've got like different things. They're ahead of the game in like the fashion world. Everything that hits way later in the US is like there right now. So they're treating us like we're just there to window shop. And we're about to have a heyday. I mean, my song Boy had just charted. I got like a nice sum of money and I was like, I'm blowing it all on this trip.
Love that.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that now. This is a very stupid thing to do. But the first place we walk into is Gucci and we freaking fill the bags, right? We fill the bags to the brim and they're like all over us. The next stop, we want to go to Chanel. Well, now they're leeches because we've got a ton of Gucci bags. So then we have Chanel bags. Then we walk into Louis and they've spotted us and gotten it. So I just see it's like, the way that you're treated, you feel so intimidated going into those places. And then all of a sudden, you like empty your bank account and it's like, now I have respect for you. It's such a...
No, it's
wild.
The sales, they got a good sales pitch going over there. And the thing for me is like, I don't have money to just go into those stores. But when I go in, just even window shop, they make you feel like bad if you don't leave with something.
Something.
Yes. And like...
And they almost... They usually get you. But I usually just walk out.
But like, they usually can't get you. Like,
but I do feel
there's
bad.
Not many people that can walk into a store like that and buy, let's just say like
a bracelet for $250.
It's expensive. New. And like those stores are not readily available everywhere you go, right? So when you're a tourist and you get to walk in and not just like look online, look at these things, it's almost like a museum in a way. Like, just be kind. Like, why do I get a water because I'm buying a $1,500 whatever?
Exactly.
Shouldn't we all just get the water? It's hot outside. Yeah.
It's hot and you can afford it. And if I had the experience I would have had without your name attached to it, I don't think when I become a multi-bajillionaire, like when we all do, I don't think my first thought would be like, I'm going to go get a Gucci bag. It just wouldn't have. It would have been like, well, they were kind of rude to me, so maybe I'll go somewhere else
but
and spend my money.
I think that it should be a reflection of that person, not so much a reflection of the actual brand.
Agreed. Yes.
Because yes. I've had amazing experiences where they don't know who I am. I don't buy anything. And they're like, thank you so much for coming in. Mm-hmm. So I think that that person like had a chip on her shoulders. And then I felt like she felt that she needed to be nice because it was like, oh, well, this person like spends money here. So I guess I have to be nice. My mom also always taught me that if someone's mean to you on the phone or you go into an office and they're not kind, that it's not a you problem. They could have had like the worst day ever and you're the person that they're going to take it out on. So just like continue to be nice. Hopefully they can get it out of their system on you. Tell them to have a great day. Lisa, though, sometimes I've seen her in action. She gets a little passive aggressive.
Lisa?
Yeah.
No, but Lisa's right. It could be the one day that they were cranky. I would remember the one day as a waitress, I was cranky and the woman put me in check and I was mad because I was like, it's an hour to closing and she's coming in and I was cranky with her. And then she looked at me in the eye and she said, are you okay? Would you like me to leave? And I was like, and it just checked me. And I was like, I'm really sorry. This is not about you. This is a me thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we've all had those moments.
Lisa B, she was not passive aggressive nice, but she was very nice to this woman. I can't even remember where it was. Grocery store. Can't remember which one. But she was very nice. And the woman was like, thank you for being so nice. I haven't had a good day. And she was like, and there are good people. Oh. So like Lisa changed, you know, somebody's day with being nice to somebody who wasn't so. So it never is you. You know, yeah. It's always somebody right. who has put you in. I mean, think when you and mom beef, not even beef. I got mom down my throat now, and it's you that affected her. And I'm just eating it. So here we go.
You always got to eat it with the mom sometimes.
I'll always eat it for Lisa. She's great.
I love it. Well, I'm so thrilled for you and your brand new Gucci bag, Jess.
I am too.
Thank you. And thank you for the Gucci bag to begin with.
Keep anything for number. You. Anything for you, boo. I want to, before we jump into Howie, get your guys's ache of the week and relief of the week. Jess, do you want to start us off, boo?
Yes, my ache, we'll make this quick, humiliating, was hiking the other day. Decided to go a little higher, took quite a spill, both feet up in the air, landed on my elbow. So I don't know.
I see the bandage on
we'll
you.
Be using these clips, but boom.
The hand.
Boom, my elbow.
Did
if,
the watch
if we're
make
not,
it?
The watch, I wasn't wearing my watch. I was, however, carrying pepper spray.
Good.
And landed on the pepper spray. Mind you, this fall was in front of a group of about 5 to 7 hikers. Landed on the pepper spray. The pepper spray gets cracked, comes apart as I'm putting it back together. And the hikers are like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, oh my God, I'm fine. I'm not fine. But I'm like, oh my God, this is so silly. I'm fine. The pepper spray, I pressed the top to put it back together. It squirts and just missed these hikers. And when I was telling Kyle, he was like, you could have squirted yourself in the eye, and then what would you have done? I'm like, I would have called you and been like, come get me.
No, you would have fallen again.
Yeah.
When you said you went hiking and you said you took a spill, I was like, how do you spill in Runyon Canyon? But you were like legit like Utah hiking.
I was on like rocks and it was a spill. And I already look goofy hiking. I just do. I'm taking these like tiny, teeny, tiny steps with my short legs down the height. So, and it was just, and I saw the group of hikers and I'm like, don't look goofy, look cute. And that's the opposite. Anyway, so that was my ache. And my relief was the Palm Springs. Lala let me stay at her Palm Springs house so I could go to Palm Springs, have a night. I was with Kyle. We went to Paramore with our friends. And that house and that energy, and it was 117 degrees, but I couldn't have been more relaxed. So that was my relief. Thank you.
That makes me so happy, and you're so welcome. I'm sorry you took a fall.
That's great. We're good.
the giant Band-Aid on the elbow.
Took a beating.
We're good, you guys.
So sexy. Yeah, Easton, what's yours? What's the ache?
My ache? I've been on this podcast for how many weeks, months?
It's been, I mean, you've been in, we'll call it like 4 weeks.
4 weeks? When is the, my ache is, when is the podcast going to follow me?
I don't follow you?
Oh, because it only follows Lala.
Oh, the podcast can follow Jessica and Easton.
Okay.
I think it follows you.
No, just Lala.
Well, now, now I'm going to protest that one.
That's a good ache.
Okay, that's a good ache.
Doing
we'll fix it.
That's what I like out of you.
What's the relief?
And then my relief has been after a good long work day, we have family night and game night.
We
so
do.
My relief of the night of the week is always game night.
We do game night with Lisa, and she's a savage.
She,
when we play Cards Against Humanity, I die.
She's so she's funny. That's what you put on your Instagram story, right?
Yes, I want her to go on tour and just play Cards Against Humanity with herself. Because people would pay a lot of money to watch it. I would pay.
I would.
She's hysterical. And her mind is pretty dirty.
No, oh, her mind is so
fact,
dirty.
Filthy gal.
Yesterday, we are at a mom's brunch, and she had tahini that had fallen in like a perfect line where her stuff is.
Her cookie?
Her cookie.
Okay.
And she gets up, and Erica, Sheena's mom, says, oh my gosh, you have a tahini rim around your goodies. And she goes, I'm hoping to find a man to lick it off maybe around the corner. Shit. And I was like, come again? No, for real, she said that. And they said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All talk. You think Lisa's bee's going to go around the corner and have a good time?
She
crazy?
Told me with her hips, because she's a stiff one. I was like, you just need to move more. And she goes, maybe I just need to have sex. And
no!
I said, you knock cover that off right now. I said, I will knock you out.
I'm like, oh, aggression.
Yes.
Nice.
Lisa is
I will never.
Wild.
Nope, she's
so,
gone.
So I love that that is your relief. My ache was the mom trolls in the comments section. I want them
Boo.
To do better. I want them to do better. Take time to love on your bum. It's very important. Don't get mad at me for loving on mine. And my relief was the chiropractor coming to the house last night and rocking my world. Seriously, it's Bradley's husband. Bradley does my hair and Dustin adjusts me. My legs were uneven. He made me even again. He adjusted my neck is where I hold all my tension. And I literally could barely move it. And he just, and I was like, oh my, Dustin. Oh my gosh. It was like Bruce Almighty when he's like doing that thing
in the bedroom.
She comes out of the bedroom and she's like,
oh, she's in the bathroom.
That was me. Last night. That was my relief.
That's
and I
relief.
Feel like I'm blushing and getting a little hot and bothered again. So we're going to take a quick break while I go wipe myself off. And we'll be back with
home.
Howie Mandel.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
My daughter just walked in. So what I was trying to say is my daughter has never come to see any celebrity.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about
that. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. There is nobody, and I've worked with the big, I had a talk show in the 90s. Everybody, the number one box office people were there. She wouldn't show up. People like, you know, Usher and anybody who's anybody. I play Vegas all the time. I can get her to any show. She goes, nah. She grew up with it. She goes, you're having Lala in?
Oh, my heart.
There she is right there. That's the only reason.
Hi, babe.
She was the one.
Much better than Tom Sandoval.
Jackie, I told her that you were wearing this and I made you take it off, didn't I?
That was a big mistake.
Howie,
come on.
It was a big mistake because she wasn't wearing anything under it and no bra. So I don't know why everybody was focusing so much on Tom. See, it's like season 4, right?
Totally.
It was like our season 4.
Hey.
Didn't you take your top off in season 4?
Yeah.
That's right. This was season 2 of our podcast.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's got nipples. And everyone has an ass.
Beautiful saying. There's your next t-shirt. Everyone has nipples. Why can't we all get along? Right? We got to bring people together. I know you think we're different, but we all have nipples.
But we all have nipples and...
Except there's a comedian, Miss Pat... Yeah. Who I love, who had her nipple shot off. I don't know how to shoot a nipple off, but I will speak to her and get back to you.
Yeah, no, let me know on that one.
Yeah, because it would have to be, and boobs are usually uneven.
You're looking it up. Your PR people are Googling it.
Yeah, Google it.
Google is Pat's nipple. Do Miss Pat's nipple.
Only one?
Only one was shot off. It wasn't an automatic weapon.
Hey, she still has an...
Like a flare or something.
Not a flare gun. Let's move on to more... What are you talking about? Do you have it? Did you Google it? Look at your team. Here you go. She's going to handle it.
Miss Pat can come on the podcast and tell me how she lost her nipple.
And by the way,
she still has one, which means she is bonded.
We all have nipples. I get it.
We all have nipple. I don't care.
Okay.
1, 2, 10. Nipple's a nipple. And we all have asses.
That's not true. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's fine if you show your boobs and your butt sometimes because it's like, you seen one, you seen them all.
I don't agree.
That's such a man response.
What?
Like, they look, some are prettier than others. However, well, I
what
do
if there's a nipple on
why are you
ass?
Putting words into our mouth?
Can we get
I
back?
Didn't hear how
can we get
that.
Back to the program?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I first want to know, because you weren't the only one to catch heat. After my video.
I wasn't the only poo-poo head.
You weren't the only poo-poo head. There were two.
Okay.
Both of you poo-poo heads. I was the other one. But not as...
Is he serious when he calls people poo-poo heads, James?
That was so hysterical to me. No, I don't know where that came from.
But
I was
he's like, serious. Like, it's backed up with anger. How can you be legitimately angry
yeah.
and move your fingers and go, you're poo-poo heads. You're both... poo-poo heads... You poo-poo heads. How do you do that? That's like road rage. It's road rage for a 5-year-old.
You didn't think it was funny?
It's hysterical.
Okay.
Me and my daughter watched it over and over again, and we call each other our poo-poo heads.
Really?
Hey, poo-poo head. She's looking at me right now.
It was
laughing.
The comedic relief that we needed
okay.
for such a dark, dark reunion.
Speaking of relief, James also relieved himself a lot during that. He had to go piss all the time. What's with that?
I think when people, it's kind of like me when I get
kegels.
Nervous.
No, you got to do kegels.
Do men have kegels?
I do. I do kegels. I have a six sack now. I have been doing kegels.
A six sack?
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to have to tell us both. What is that?
A six sack?
Yes.
You got
do you know what kegel exercises are?
Yeah. You're growing more in there?
No.
I think only women
they're just
have
ripped.
That.
It's not for your stomach. You would do sit-ups to get a six pack. You do kegels to get a six sack.
Oh,
ripped.
Like
they're ripped.
Ripped balls?
Yeah, like a six sack.
That is disgusting.
Send me the
exercise. Well, summer's just around the corner, young lady. We'll see who's laughing.
Right?
We'll see who's laughing
can
as I show up the bit.
That some of us have not been working on our
summer. Was that
summer
a good dad's
sacks?
Joke?
Summer sack. I'm going to get a summer sack now.
I what? Rolled up
I'll
on a
one with you.
I'll tell you something. If you looked at my nuts right now, Easton, I'm talking to Easton, you would say I look good for my age.
Though? Or just.
Though, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the though, or just.
I now know how people feel when I open my mouth inappropriately.
Yeah, it's rough.
What? Have I been inappropriate?
No, I think it's great. But
for
people,
my age.
For your age, because you're older and bald, you can
oh
be
God.
Inappropriate.
The fact that you're calling me older and bald is somewhat inappropriate.
Isn't it kind of just fact? You're older than me and you are bald.
Oh, I'm way older than you. How old are you?
32.
Oh, you are. I was older than you. Mm-hmm. I was older than you when you were born.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you're like grown and bald. That's just fact, Howie. You're just, it's not rude.
I'm almost 70.
See, you do
you look
great.
You look fucking fuck great.
You look great, and you then you great. Say I'm this age, and you go, oh, you look really fucking good then.
Yeah, I would never have pinned that.
For an old person.
We're from Utah. People be looking rough out there.
Damn. The winter. Wow. You're gonna, the people are, the winter, who are you?
The police? Winter, the winter.
The winter is coming.
Yeah. She's a hole from the north.
She's a hole from
all
the
I
north.
Know from people from Utah is like the Osmonds.
Oh, totally.
Do you know the Osmonds?
Of course. Let's get down to business to defeat Mulan. They did the Mulan soundtrack. Donnie.
I don't know that song.
Really? Mulan. The Disney movie.
Oh, I know Mulan is the Disney movie. I didn't know that he did the song.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jackie?
With what you just heard, Jackie's could I be a contestant on America's Got Talent?
With your singing?
Yeah.
You sure you can? Because we need people to give red buzzers to.
Great. I don't care. I just like attention.
You do, don't you?
She can clean up her mouth, too.
No.
What?
She can clean up her mouth,
I'll
too.
I'll only clean up my mouth if I'm like, what about a guest judge?
You would be a good guest judge.
I think I'd be great.
I should talk to them.
Will you talk to them?
Yeah.
Because I would die to do that.
Didn't I just say that?
And I can get very commercial.
Why do you repeat what I said and make it like your idea? I said, I'll talk to them. You go, can you talk to them? I go, yes. You can't take my idea.
No, they love doing
repeat it a second later and go like, oh, look what I thought of.
That's what they're really good at. Her what? And my mother. Her and my mother are really good
well,
at
now
that.
We're getting into family.
Oh,
like therapy now
I'm
now.
Raged. Yeah, no. It's
like therapy
this
now.
This is therapy.
It is. But I thought that was weird. But I will talk to them.
Wait, I need to think about this because I think I do that a lot.
I think you do, probably.
You know what it is?
I don't.
I need reassurance. So if you say I'm going to reach out, I go, are you going to reach out? So it's like the reassurance.
Wait. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's exactly what
it isn't. If you needed reassurance, then you would have said, I said, I'm going to reach out to them. And you would have said, really? Are you going to reach out? Would you do that? And that's not what you said.
It's a 2-in-1. I like to take credit for everything.
Okay.
And I also like to be reassured at the same time. So it's like my ego and humbleness are constantly battling.
Do you find the more you interview me, the more you learn about yourself?
Absolutely. I learn about myself every day. Now, from other people, from through the lens of other people. Now, most of the time I reject what other people see.
Really?
So Howie,
well, no, I go anything. Home and let it marinate. I go home anything. And let it marinate.
Really?
Yeah, like everything we talk about, I'm going to let it marinate and then say, was that useful? And if it was, I keep it. If it wasn't, it goes in the trash. It wasn't useful.
Nothing's useful.
I have a real serious question. Because going
just
back
ask
to
it,
the...
Don't
no,
present
you
it.
Are, you go on tangents I'm more not, than I do. He's more of a tangenter than I am, right?
That's a tangent right now that you're going on.
I know, but you
you're
go
going on a tangent
ones.
To talk about my tangent.
Yeah.
You can't go on a tangent to talk about my tangent. If you want to keep me on track,
all right, I'm gonna
don't
keep
talk
you on
about
track.
Me going off track.
Back to poo-poo head. We were both poo-poo heads.
James.
I got a lot of heat. Not a lot. Not as much as you got. For saying Howie Mandel, the game show host, the guy that fist bumps you because he's scared of germs, and they went on to say, and we don't have to talk about this if you
I'll
don't
talk
want
about
to.
Anything.
People were like, it's a real serious thing, right?
Yeah.
When, number one, what is it called? Like, it's
number
not just
one
a,
is called urination.
No. What? First
oh, what
question.
Oh, what do I have?
Yeah, because you say you're a
oh,
germaphobe,
I
but
have,
I don't think that
I
that's
have
what
OCD.
It's.
I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and just one of the little things that are part of obsessive compulsive disorder, which is a very serious mental health battle that I have been raging my entire life, is I have a fear of germs.
Okay.
So in the last 15 years, I haven't shaken anyone's hand. I do a fist bump so I don't touch people's hands.
Okay.
So that's, there you go. Does that answer your question?
That completely answers my question. I first want to apologize that
you
I made a little
apologize.
Joke about
you, no,
that.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. people always say, and I love that whoever was tweeting you, I love the sensitivity of the audience and people, because mental health is something that we have to remove the stigma mm-hmm. about, and people need to reach out and get help and talk about help. We need to take care of our dental health, our mental health, the way we take care of our dental health.
Okay.
You know, I don't think that people are, you know, and maybe that's the good thing that is coming out of this scandal and everything that you're doing, because people are talking about how it's fucked them up and they're going for help and they're mm-hmm. doing, you know, and then, you know, because I think that what you and I and everybody concerned goes through is not just us. You know, I don't think there's anybody in life that doesn't go through a mental health issue at some point in their life. It may not be a diagnosable thing like OCD, but it could be depression,
right?
You know, the breakup of a relationship. How do you deal with that? How do you, what are the coping skills? You really need to talk to somebody, you know, or even just becoming a parent or being diagnosed with something, or, you know, so yes, these are all real things. I cope with it by making fun of it, because laughter is my panacea. And if you're not laughing, you're crying. They're very close. If you look at mm-hmm. The two masks of theater, you know, there's tragedy and comedy, and there's not that much difference between the two of them. And most laughter comes out of darkness and tragedy, that you have to make fun of something bad in order to laugh. If nothing,
I fully agree with that.
Well, because I'm right.
You are right.
Yes, but you have to. It's always something bad. Even as a little kid, if you laugh at a clown falling down at the circus, you're laughing at somebody else's misfortune. They fell down. That's really not funny, but it is funny. You have to see the humor in that. If two guys walk into a bar, it's not funny unless something shitty happens to one of them, then it's not a joke. So comedy always comes out of darkness.
Right.
And there's never too soon.
I love everything you just said, by the way. We just got deep. We've been joking this whole time, and I really enjoyed what you just said.
No, just kidding. I got nothing. I don't even have OCD. I was just joking.
When did that start, though?
I don't remember any part of my life that didn't exist.
And it was always the germs.
No. I have rituals. To understand OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, is the inability, because people use that as a vernacular. You know, people mm-hmm. go, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like to keep everything in order. I'm very neat. I'm nuts about my clothes. I got OCD. You don't have OCD. OCD, you have a million regular thoughts going through your mind each and every moment. All of us do. Somebody with OCD will be like a skipping record. It just stops, and then you can't get by it, and it stops your life. Like, if I know that if I shake somebody's hand, I'm intelligent enough that if I shake your hand, I'm probably not going to get sick and die, and I know that. But what I don't know is if I'll be triggered to, if I shake your hand and you're a little bit clammy or something, and I feel that, and I go, oh, yeah, I'm going to go wash my hand like a normal person. And this is normal. I'm using the word normal wrongly, because I think normal people have issues. So I'm a normal person. But I go wash my hands, and then I walk away and I go, oh, I probably have a little bit left on me. And I go back to the sink and I scald my hands. And then I walk away and I go, oh, you know what? I don't know if I rubbed this hand as much, and I go back to the sink. And I could be locked into going back to the sink for hours and hours on end.
Looping. Yeah.
Yes, is a great word. And that could be a ritual that is going on in my mind where, you know, as you leave the room, you got to turn counterclockwise and tap the door just because you think you're superstitious. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And if you don't do it, it destroys you. And so it's really hard.
I truly can't even imagine.
Try to imagine.
I'm trying.
I really can't even put myself into that.
No.
I'm glad.
Can you go to amusement parks? Because there's like shared bathrooms and the lines and they're...
Yeah, but I just... yes. You know, I'm in therapy. I'm, as I speak to you right now, I'm medicated. I live my life. And I'm surrounded by people who are very comforting and supportive.
Well,
like some of the Bravo fans after you talk to Tom.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah, not even you talking about your OCD could...
Bring them back.
Could bring them. They don't give a damn.
I was just so excited to be the jackhole. I felt, oh, I'm accepted. I'm something in their world.
I mean, let's just go with that. The jackhole can be like a pretty dark person.
Really?
Yeah.
I was happy. I actually
you don't know much about Bravo.
Andy's,
you're like me.
DMs and said thank you. I'm honored. And he talked about it on his radio show and said that we're friends again.
Did he respond to you?
Yeah, he did.
Could you read it aloud?
You can read it aloud.
Okay.
Go ahead.
From Howie.
I said, yeah.
He says, you're making amazing TV. I was honored to be the jackal. Andy replies, being in a feud with you was my honor, Howie, with four red hearts, the shiny kind, not the mad emoji. Wow.
And then he talked about it more on the radio.
That's great.
Is it?
I think it's great. Yeah. But I'm also the person who's like, someone wrote about me. They're dragging you. Doesn't matter.
You just want the attention.
This is how I look at it. We all on reality TV want attention so badly and signed the contract, which is very terrifying what it says in there. And we're like, sure, whatever. Fuck it.
I love that. That's what I love about you, Lala, I have to say. I wish that your people would allow you to come and talk to me on mine. But
we're going to make that happen.
Well, we'll see. These people don't look happy. But if you don't know what we're talking about, she has a team in the room behind her guarding you from me, I guess. But you are my favorite because I believe that not only are you authentic, but I believe that you are aware. Like, I would never have the nerve to be on a reality show.
Why do you say that? You just don't want your life out there?
Because I think it would
there?
Make a good moment for your podcast. No. I don't want my life out there. And maybe I would if I wasn't getting the exposure other places. But I'm really afraid. Look at this last season. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. I wouldn't want to share that. You know, I had Chris Jenner in on my podcast. I'm friends with Chris.
They've been never heard of her. You had Chris Jenner. Where was she sitting? Where I'm sitting right now?
No.
Where?
Right.
Where
my daughter sits where you're sitting.
Oh, that's right. So she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Easton, so, you need to manifest and just like
yeah. She talked about being a squirter.
She squirts.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway,
on this couch.
Oh, being on my podcast is not that exciting.
I don't know. I'm having a hate. Oh, wait, this is mine.
This is yours. You don't even know where you are, do you? You're having a how day.
I caught some pink and I was like, oh, wait,
that's you.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, keep going.
What was I saying? And I asked her that because I said that the amazing thing to me, and I've known them for years and years and years, and I knew them before they were on TV, and my daughter, Jackie, went to school with Chloe.
Okay.
You know, and they were just neighbors in the neighborhood. And I said, you know, shit happens in everybody's family. The last thing that I want when shit is happening is a camera in the room. Not only a camera in the room, a camera operator in the room, and a sound person in the room. And when I'm dealing with my raw emotions, it was hard enough for me, again, being old, to even go to therapy because I didn't want the therapist in the room when I was talking about very private things.
Okay.
You know? So yeah. So the fact that you are making the shit that happens in life public, you know, at any cost and just because you love the attention, I think it's actually good because we see that it's not just me. It's not just, you know, it's therapeutic for people watching. But I don't know that I have the wherewithal to do that.
These people watch us on TV and we're sharing our lives and they're feeling like they can relate to us. They come up and there are these people who have been watching since season one who really feel, well, don't feel, they really have grown up with these characters.
My daughter.
Right. So there's like a bond that we have, right? And I say that I love the attention. I obviously have always wanted to be on TV. I never thought it would be reality.
What did you think? What was your first?
Well, I grew up in the arts. I started acting at the age of 12. I was in theater, all the school plays. I was in acting class, you know, 3 days a week. I was singing. So that was really where I thought I was going. And then when I went to a casting for Target and they asked on the call sheet or the sign-in sheet, it looked different than when I had first been in LA. And it asked how many social media followers you had. And I was like, this is so weird. I've
at
never,
Target?
It was a Target commercial.
Wow.
And I had never seen that on a sign-in sheet ever. And I didn't even have Instagram at the time. That night I go and get wasted at Sir And the opportunity comes to me like, hey, are you looking for a job? I know you're new to LA. Would you like to be a hostess here? And with that came the show. And for me, it was like, well, maybe we use this as a springboard to do what you actually want to do. Now, being a part of this show, it's absolutely incredible. Not only the opportunities that it has brought to my front door, but also these cameramen, the sound guys, the producers, they're like family, right?
But you got to be cognizant of, even if those people are in the room, I'm using that as an example. Mm. Those people are in the room, but so is everybody at home.
Absolutely. And then I get to go home and be Lauren from Utah, who's a little boring, who wants to put her bathrobe on, put some zit cream on, and
comment on my lighting.
And comment on your lighting, right? But that was actually entertaining. I'm usually not that entertaining. When we're filming, this is my real life, but I'm also Lala. I step in, I put the shield on. I know that whatever I'm feeling, I'm going to say. Where if I wasn't, I didn't have a camera on me, maybe I'd bite my tongue and I'd pick my battles. Does that make sense?
Like you did on the reunion.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Like I did on the reunion.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that the reunion, so I felt I was very tamed.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Was I a little much?
A little much?
I don't know what you call tamed. Do you know what the word tamed means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means like you classy. It was the opposite.
Classy. That's exactly. It was classy.
But.
You were classy.
Fuck you.
Classy.
But this is why I have to dress a certain way, because then you add the mouth and it kind of evens out the skin.
Oh,
you
have
to
get up and show. It's the yin and the yang.
Right.
If you're wearing a nice dress, but shit is coming out of your mouth, it's classy.
Well, it just evens the scale out just right. Where like if you're dressed the way your mouth is, you're gutter. If you dress the way your mouth is and you're classy, then you're boring. No one wants to watch you on TV.
So if you're gutter, just put some Gucci on it and you're good?
If you're gutter and you put some Gucci, you hit the middle.
And that's what you're trying to do, is hit the middle. Another t-shirt. Hit the middle. You're always merchandising. I like the way you come up with things. Hit the middle. Lala hits the middle.
Oh my God. This was actually fucking fantastic. I'm so happy we did this.
You're not dressed good enough today to say fucking fantastic.
No,
you didn't hit the middle.
I just don't hit the gutter. That was gutter.
Fucking fantastic.
But you know what?
I mean, you look adorable. You look beautiful, and I like the way you're dressed. This is much more, I like this.
Do you?
I actually do.
You have great style.
I don't know, but you do.
That is
I like your
very...
kicks, and I like your it's like you and your brother went pants shopping together.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, shit.
Right?
It's what? Like you went
pants. It's working.
Right?
Is it working?
Two for one. One for my brother, and one for me.
Yeah.
This way, if we both wear our pants and I go fucking fantastic, we'll hit the middle. It's like you guys are dressed the same. You're wearing the same shirt, basically the same pants.
Well, by the way, he had to send me a picture of what he was wearing because I have those pants and I was going to wear them too.
Yep.
And so I had to switch up.
We almost were
last minute.
And then your team.
Warm-ups.
Your team called each other too. You can't see them in the back, but they're wearing black t-shirts and jeans.
Ripped
like
jeans.
It's like two and two. It's like
it's how we move.
Yeah.
It's the uniform.
It's like the Osmonds, which you probably don't have the reference to, but a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
No,
which
I is know their, the reference, totally.
You know that? That was their song. Yes. So you guys are more rock and roll and they're a little country with their jeans and black t-shirts.
Ooh.
It's very Utah.
Oh my God. I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
I love Utah. I've been to Utah. Yeah.
Park City.
Are you talking about Park City?
I've been to Park City. I ski.
I love it. I don't ski.
You don't? You bored?
Strapping. I don't do any of it.
You don't like strap-ons.
Strap-ons are clickers.
Just a strap-on and go down.
I don't need a strap-on. But I don't think it's safe.
Don't say I don't need a strap-on and point your lollipop at me.
Howie, you're killing me. I freaking dig you. Can I officially say that Howie is my friend? Like if someone were to say, like, do you know Howie Mandel? I could be like, he's a friend of mine.
We're friends.
I want to thank you so much, Howie, for being on my podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I just feel bad. Wonderful. I felt bad that I was ghosted, but now I feel good again.
You should feel
now I have,
great. Anyone who's a friend of mine should always feel like they just won.
How come
game.
You go by Easton and not like your sister? You should be, now that you're here and now that you're part of her podcast.
E-E.
E-E. E-E.
No,
E-E and Lala.
No,
E-E and Lala.
T-T.
It's T-T.
T-T?
Yeah, that's what my daughter calls him.
T-T?
Yeah, T-T. Great, T-T. Right?
And that's a fly. That's a fly. If you get bitten by a T-T fly, you can get sick.
I call him Tit sometimes.
Tit.
Tit.
It's back going real nipples. Well over on the
and
side.
That is the circle of life. I love the way you bring
life.
It home. You brought it home.
Full circle moment.
It was.
Right?
Well, yeah.
My loves, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love y'all. I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.